You know, Linda, this is about the fifth time, and I just don't think it's necessary.
Yes, but you know, he didn't listen to me. He doesn't listen to me, and it really is frustrating.
Yes, but we don't just deal with you. We have a lot of people
Yes,
that
but
we
you know what?
To...
I have to think about myself. I have to take good care of myself. You know, it's really important.
Yeah, but we have
well,
a
hang
lot
on,
of...
So guys, hang on a second. You're doing what we naturally do, where you're splitting over your differences. How would you like to learn a way to join on what we have in common, listen to each other a
little
better?
You mean we were on the air?
Uh-oh.
Well, we're just playing, of course.
All right,
everybody
resident
on the air.
Psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill. What can you do to help us?
What I have is what's called the pen exercise. This is a way to, especially when you're in a hot spot with somebody else, you have some kind of disagreement, to listen to each other. It's a little training tool to listen to each other and make sure you get the heart of the other person's message. And so we're going to start. I'm going to give a pen to Linda. The person with the pen has the right to talk. The other person in the conversation has to listen. And the goal of the listening person is to capture the heart of the message and then paraphrase it to the person who's speaking. You don't get to say anything else until you paraphrase. You're on hold until you hear the message and paraphrase it. So, Linda, now you say, just say anything you want. A little hint would be keep yourself to about 10 to 15 seconds, especially when we're in a hot
spot. Okay.
When we're in a hot spot, we can only hear one idea, and 10 seconds seems like forever. So, short and sweet.
I just don't think he ever listens to what I need or want in this situation. I think he's very self-absorbed, and he doesn't pay attention to me.
And now I'll take the pen?
No, you don't get the pen yet,
no,
Steve.
I have to
you only get the
first.
Pen.
I see. After
you correctly get the message.
So you're feeling like your needs are not being addressed and you're not being heard when you're asking for something.
And can I respond?
No. Did he get it?
Yes,
If Steve got it, then you give him the pen.
You've got the pen.
And now Steve gets to say something, and your job now, Linda, is to listen to him and say the heart of his message.
Well, Linda, I think the staff feels that you are demanding things that would assume that all we have to do is serve you. And we have a whole group of people that we are helping and dealing with.
Okay, so now Linda, you
and I hear you telling me that I'm only one person here and that you have a number of people that you whose needs you have to take into consideration. And so you need to balance all of that.
That's correct.
Great, now Linda gets the pen. Now you get to say whatever you want, Linda.
I still want my way.
Of course, that's the way we are all the time. We all want our way. This is a way to try to listen to each other and see if we can both get something of what we want.
But I think that I can certainly be more understanding of your circumstance and the circumstance of the others.
No, he doesn't get the pen yet. Don't give him the pen until he
So you're telling us that you're feeling like you could be more understanding of our situation where we're trying to split ourselves and attend to a lot of different needs.
And did he get it?
He got it.
Okay, give him the pen.
And I would like to say that I think that while we're in the midst of all of that, we could be sure to get back to you and reinforce to you that we do hear what you're asking for, and we will do our best to provide that for you right away.
And I hear Steve saying that he's going to do a much more careful job of listening to what my needs are and letting me know that they've heard them.
Did she get it, Steve?
Yes, she did.
Okay, give her the pen. Now you get to say anything you want.
I just enjoy working here. And all this was kind of fake.
Right, but so we're role-playing.
What's interesting.
So we're role-playing. But go ahead.
What's interesting, though, is I think, as I observed in this process, there is an increased degree of, I don't want to say conciliatory, but compromise, and by listening to each other, getting closer to kind of collaboration and minimizing some of the conflict. Is that what you were?
Yeah. Well, did you notice it even just in the tone? As you started to slow down and actually listen to each other, the intensity of the tone dropped. And you started to have a more conciliatory tone. Because we really like to be listened to. And that's actually number one for us, is we want what we want when we want it. And we want the other person to listen to us. So if you can establish that in your relationship where you're really listening to the other person, it's almost the content is irrelevant. when we feel not listened to, it's very frustrating.
Right.
So we get irritated, and then we start to yes, but, and argue, attack the other person, you know, et cetera. So if you can go slow, listen to the other person first, very hard, paraphrase, I think you're going to find the tone of your relationship changes.
I think also what I noticed that it does is it allows you to focus on the real issue at hand.
Yes.
And if you're both talking at the same time, you start to, you know, bring in other factors, play the blame game. You're not allowing the other person to hear what you're really trying to say because you're trying to pile on as much as you can.
This, we call it the descriptive reflection exercise or the pen exercise, shifts the focus from attacking or blaming the other person to what is the real issue? What do we really want to solve? What's the problem to solve?
It's a great idea to practice.
It's a great tool. And
it's
hopefully
on the website,
we can,
too.
Yeah, hopefully we can all achieve it. Thanks so much once again.
You're welcome, Linda. You're welcome, Steve.
Thanks.